Welcome back, everyone, to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Great to have you with us on this second hour of the show. Hello to all our Arizona friends out there and all of our streaming friends as well, and you podcast folks also. Joining us in the boardroom as he continues to be there, he can't really leave halfway through, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello.
I know. Phones were busy this morning.
They were.
Phones busy, guests busy. We were just busy, busy, busy.
It moves things through. It, you know what's funny is it normally goes pretty fast.
Yeah.
But at times like that, it's like, it really, I feel like I just looked at the clock and it was 11:15.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's just strange.
And I have to be careful on my end because Sean's answering the phone and I can all of a sudden say, okay, we're going to break. That's right. All right. Well, today our show is presented by Command One Security. For all of you that are just tuning in right now, keeping your home or business safe in the Coachella Valley for over 35 years, family owned and operated, a team you can trust. That's Command One Security. Right, this week I did talk about it. I did some filming out in the back roads to Vegas. That's our new episode. I'm going to be doing the rest of the voiceover. Some of it we just do film. Some of it's me in the film. It's just to put it all together for a new TV show coming up. We also have, I'm going to be heading out to Tucson for a new episode. Also, we're going to be heading out to Borrego Springs for an episode.
So, did you go all the way to Vegas?
No, I didn't go quite all the way.
No?
Yeah, I didn't really need to. We had a day to film it, and I still didn't get everything done that I wanted to get done. But it's going to be great. I'm really excited about it. I think everyone's going to like it because I get so many questions about the back roads to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
I had never heard of them until I came. I mean, obviously, until I moved out here. But
yeah,
it was funny because everybody kind of has their own, oh, this is the best way. Well, this is the best way. And it's just, it's its own little thing.
Well, the biggest thing is, what people don't realize, even though it is back roads, first of all, it used to be a dirt road that people used to drive on, the dirt road all the way back there. But when you're coming back on the 15, when it's back to back, you're sitting there going up the hill, sitting in that traffic, you could be home by the time you're even out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because
now
the traffic is so bad. Here's something that happened to me, though, that I have my Atlas, which I love my Atlas from Coachella Valley Volkswagen, who is official transportation provider of the show. But when cameraman Steve got in the car, he said, do you have a crack in your windshield?
Oh, really?
I went, what? What?
Just the little tiny.
It's right behind the mirror, where the mirror connects to the windshield.
Oh.
I could not see it because it was too far up, but he could see it from over on the passenger side. So I thought, oh, my gosh, no. And it has creeped a little bit, but found out through a friend, Joe R. was saying that BMWs, they're getting the cracks in the windshields also.
Oh,
there's
right.
something that they're putting in the windshield, the new windshields, brand new ones for all the electronic devices,
oh, okay. right.
that is causing them to crack where they hook up there at where the mirror hooks
oh,
up.
That makes sense.
So but now that's one more thing I have to fix,
yeah,
deal with.
It will expand.
Oh, it's already expanded a little bit. So I take that in. We're going to talk about it and see warranty. I don't know. But anyway, you're getting these new cars. A lot of stuff is new and people don't know how it's going to happen.
Still working on it.
Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, I don't know why I told you that story, but I just did. So here's something that you might find interesting. Access to the airport. Yes, Uber, Lyft, get the okay from the Palm Springs City Council to drive up to the curb and pick you up.
I saw that.
Yeah, no more going out to the street.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what the taxis are saying about this.
I'm sure they're not happy.
They're not happy, but not everybody uses Uber.
No.
And
no,
not
don't.
Everyone uses Lyft.
Nope.
Yeah. They're still going to jump in a cab.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
especially because the cabs don't get as much of the bad press. Uber and Lyft, well, Uber especially will get the bad press and people will be scared for a little bit, but it moves around. There's enough for everybody.
Yeah, I think there's enough for everybody. I know people who use everything.
Yeah.
It just depends. So we shall see. And also something else that happened in Palm Springs is the hotel occupancy was up despite no desert trip. You know, they put a lot of we had desert trip for what, one October, and now everything bases around.
I don't understand how that works. It comes one time, they're like, oh,
yeah,
we planned around it, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, we should have that every year. Well, we don't have it every year, and who knows if we're even going to have it this year. They haven't said anything, but they said occupancy is up. So really, occupancy is probably what it was before desert trip, but now it just seems up whatever the, I don't know whatever they're comparing to.
Well, I think that it's also, I think it's really nice here, and I think that even with the time that people come for the other shows at different times, mm-hmm. I think it kind of sparks their interest as far as the area goes. And they say, okay, well, we'll try it during this time. We'll try it during that time, you know?
Yeah. So, and we have nonstop events. And it's funny because I was thinking about it the other day, because I know some businesses are saying it's still kind of slow for them. Others are saying it's packed. I think we are more of kind of like the Arizona area, where they have events all over the valley. Before, it tend to kind of be in just Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah. Maybe some definitely spread out.
Yeah, Palm and Desert. Of course, we have the tennis tournament and the big right. ones, the music festivals. But now, through the season, there are events all across the valley
yeah.
for visitors to go to. All right, AAA. Americans are starting to lose some of their hesitations when it comes to cars that can drive themselves. It's funny, Jack and I were just talking about this the other day. While the majority of drivers will say they'd be afraid to ride in a self-driving car, the percentage has taken a significant drop. The new survey shows 63% of U.S. drivers say they're fearful of taking a spin in a fully self-driving car. A year ago, that figure was 78%. So that equates to 20 million more people who are now more comfortable with the idea of a self-driving car.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of the way of the future.
Well, the way people are driving now, yeah. it might be a heck of a lot safer.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think a lot of people still have the, you know, how often has your computer slowed you down from something that you're trying to do?
Yeah.
It's happened to everybody. Nobody right. wants that to happen while
they're going
down the freeway.
Yeah. And the biggest, my fear in this, the electronic world of cars, if my key, now there's a little safety key inside that you pop out to open your door. I mean, if everything right. stops, you can't even start your car.
Right.
No.
I'm sure there's emergency switches in there.
Yeah, but
you wouldn't be able to find them.
If we're locked out, we're yeah. not going to find them. All right, and Feds forecast growth for U.S. tourism despite a slump. They say despite a slump in international tourism to the U.S. in the past 2 years, the U.S. Department of Commerce on Friday released a report forecasting an 18.5% growth in international visitation through 2022. The chart from the department's National Travel and Tourism Office forecasts growth every year, with projections up from last year, 71.5 million international visitors to 78 million this year, 80.9 million next year, 83.4 million in 2020, 86.2 million in 2021, and 89 million visitors to the U.S. in 2022.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Back when we were out in Amboy, people stopping in the little cafe that you can buy water and snacks right. and stuff like that, there was several different languages. People back there looking at all sorts of crazy things, saying, I don't know what they were saying, but they seemed to be enjoying themselves.
See, that's going to be the next step. They have the little earpieces that you can hear mm-hmm. languages that will translate in real time.
That's true. Boy.
That's scary.
It is scary, yeah. All right, to bus trip. Our bus trip is coming up this week, January 31st. We're going to have such a great time. We're going to have so much fun. It is our bus trip to Quartzsite, Arizona. There's going to be shopping at Gem World, shopping in these big warehouses for all those things you see out on TV. There's one shop that has nothing but tools for the guys. There's rocks and minerals. Now, some of the other mineral shows on the other side of the freeway, they have moved on, but there's plenty to do on the side that we're going to be on. I'm going to try to keep everybody on the same side, but if you want to go the other side, we'll take you over there and drop you off. We're going to have snacks on the bus. We're going to have prizes, all sorts of fun stuff. It's I still have a few more seats left if you're interested. It is this Wednesday. We leave at Sam's Club parking lot at 8:30. We leave by 8:45. Start boarding at 8:30. If you want more information, it's still on the website, but I am going to take it off in the next day. It's $59 per person, thanks to Renova Energy. They are the presenting sponsors of this trip. So we want to thank Renova Energy a lot for that. Just made it me able to keep the price a little bit lower for you. So all the information is on the Traveling with Francois website, or you can give me a call if you'd still like to go. We have a lot of singles going. We have a lot of couples going. We have people with friends going. So there's a little bit of everything. 760 877-671-7738 is the number to call if you would like to hop on the bus. Like I say, we have about 8 seats left, so you're certainly more than welcome to join us. Also this hour of the show, I'm going to give away 2 tickets to see Lorna Luft in concert on February 14th. That's Valentine's Day at the Annenberg Center at Eisenhower. Its show starts at 8 p.m. It's $150 value. We will give those away on this show. We gave some fare tickets and other tickets away on the last hour of the show, so stick around. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about travel. We have industry news and more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. This segment of the show is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions. Give them a call, 760-321-1111. And their audio library has over 100,000 titles on digital audio and is free to those with vision loss and other physical disabilities. Good on them. All right. In industry news here, well, the Transportation Security Administration confirmed that we'll continue to accept driver's licenses and official identification from states not in compliance with the federal Real ID Act until October 1st, 2020.
I saw that. It was all over my feed for like 3 days.
Yeah, because, well, people just, the states didn't comply, and with the driver's license too, that has all this info. Yeah. So anyway, so good for them. It's hard. It's hard to change a whole country to do something.
I can imagine. It's hard to change things at my house. Wait, so, I can't imagine changing the country.
The chip and the, we were the ones that were behind with the chip and the credit cards. Everyone else in Europe, they were using the chip. So many other countries were using the chip but us.
But the only thing that's weird about that is I feel like when they first started using it, it didn't work. So if somebody else is already doing it, we need to take better notes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it was just that first little bit was just kind of a mess with those chips.
And I still don't get the part that you have to put the card in, pull it out,
right,
and then put it back in the slot again.
It's strange.
Why it doesn't pick the chip up right, I don't know. Anyway, but so there you go. All right, the next time you fly, you might experience advanced security screening by the TSA at airport checkpoints. This includes more thorough screening of travelers with disabilities or mobility issues, which they're trying to, they've probably heard through their FBI, CIA, and all that sort of stuff network that, you know, these people that are bad people think of any way they can to cause destruction.
Right.
And the people, think about it now, the people that are not thoroughly examined, as some of the others, is disability and mobility.
Yeah, because it's especially the way we live right now, it's tough not to offend somebody.
Right.
Even if you're trying to make them equal as everybody else, it's still tough to not offend them.
Yeah.
It's a tightrope to try to walk.
Yeah. So, and I agree, it becomes but now those people, the people that have disabilities and issues and wheelchairs and whatnot, you have to be more giving to this.
Yes.
You have to not be offended because they want to serve. Because twice now, and I have a TSA pre-check.
Right.
And they still, twice I've been through the airport and they want to pat me down.
Right. Right.
I just, whatever.
You
that's
know what?
Fine.
I tell my daughter, and it's, I think it sounds funny, but it just goes along with it, is that we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
That's right. All it comes down to, because there's going to be somewhere to, there's going to be somebody somewhere that wants to take advantage of that and kind of screw it up for everybody else.
Right. They're always trying to look ahead. How can we take advantage of it? So anyway, that's going to happen. So don't get offended. Just go with it. Just say fine. That's fine. That's good. All right. The 2017 hurricane season was devastating in the Caribbean, and for some islands are still recovering before they open to visitors. Fortunately, some islands are untouched or suffered minimal damage and are now open to the public. Our guest after this segment, Felice Chiapparini, he just got back from the Bahamas, and we're going to talk about this and find out what did he see and what didn't he see. And I kind of have a feeling it's more what didn't he see and how was his Bahama cruise. All right. California set a record in 2017 for the number of hotel rooms opened, which sources believe illustrates the state's ability to absorb new supply. California is on track to see another record year of development in 2018, and some are wondering how much more supply the state can take in without hurting performance. We'll see. The 2,900-passenger Celebrity Edge, Celebrity Cruise's first new ship in 6 years, floated out from the dry dock at the STX France shipyard this week. The vessel's innovative design includes a suspended platform over its side that will move up and down between decks and serve as a restaurant and tender boarding platform.
Wow. Yeah, that's my sentiment exactly.
I don't think they're going to be doing that in rough seas. Yeah.
No, I can't imagine that will work.
So, no, but isn't that something? I'd be out there on it. I'd have dinner out there. But the idea, too, that the platform moves up and down, that'll be interesting because the ports have to be able to accommodate that also. Right now, they're set at different. Yeah, so that'll be interesting how they do that. All right, Princess Cruises Star Princess has recently undergone a multi-million-dollar renovation to enrich guest experience. New features include uniquely designed beds, the latest workout equipment, and a remade Camp Discovery Youth and Teen Center. As for Carnival, they plan to launch new ships for four of its brands this year. The cruise line will introduce many industry firsts, including the first Dr. Seuss Waterworks Aqua Park.
I can't imagine. Because Dr. Seuss is just kind of madness to where. It would definitely be kind of fun.
And it's the first cruise ship to completely run on liquefied natural gas also.
Makes sense that it would be the first on something.
Isn't that something? So Carnival is more of a Carnival. You have to remember when you are planning on a cruise, Carnival is more of a family like Disney oriented. They do have specific cruises that tend to cater more to adults, but a lot of their trips are very family oriented. All right. With the continuing growth in the luxury market, a variety of upscale hotels are expected to debut this year. Zadun, a Ritz-Carlton Reserve property in Los Cabos, Mexico, will feature 115 villas and suites, personal butlers, and two championship golf courses. And the Hilton is instructing team members to contact security. This is very important because people were saying, when are the hotels going to start doing something after the tragedy in Las Vegas?
Right.
They're trying. I mean, you have to sit back and say, what can we do to try to even figure out something like this? Well, this is what the Hilton has come up with to start a process. They say if a guest has displayed a do not disturb tag for more than 24 hours, that means they do not want housekeeping in the room. The move comes as the industry overall is revising its policies. They have to contact security now if they see this housekeeping.
And then what does security do?
Go in the room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's not very good if I don't want to be disturbed, though.
Well, but for 24 hours, if you not remove the tag, I mean, maybe something's going on and you haven't received housekeeping. No one's been in there.
Right.
Yeah, I think they're going to pound on your door until you let them in. They have to do something, though.
I mean, I don't think so, but I guess. Well, I don't think so. I honestly don't. I don't think you can take everything that happens and fix it.
Well, maybe what they ought to start is having some way to screen all these bags that come in with guns and stuff.
Right.
When you bring that many up to a room and there's no gun show in town or something.
Right.
I don't know. When you have hand grenades.
But then when there is, then what do you do?
Yeah, I know. It's tough. It's so tough. But they're going to try this. They're going to see if someone does have that do not disturb tag on the door for that length of time, for more than 24 hours. They're going to give them 24 hours. They're going to try to find out what's going on in there. Alliance Global Assistance and AIG Travel were recently named the top two travel insurance providers at an award show for the travel industry. So Alliance Global Assistance and AIG Travel, remember, they are lauded for their excellent service. So if you like to buy travel insurance, which you probably should now in today's world, they might be the one to go to. Now, I have two tickets for Lorna Luft in concert February 14th at the Annenberg Center at Eisenhower. Show starts at 8 p.m. That's a $150 value. Tickets will be mailed to you by me. If you would like to go, give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. If you'd like to see Lorna Luft in concert, Judy Garland's daughter, on me, $150 value actually on them, at the Annenberg Center at Eisenhower in Rancho Mirage. Call us, 760-440-8255. 5. All right, other notes when it comes to travel. Health away from home. Traveling consistently for work doesn't bode well for one's health, especially when it leads to bad habits. And what are some of those bad habits? Well, I'm going to tell you. 44% say they are more likely to eat junk food, while more than half of respondents are less likely to exercise. Yeah, that kind of happens. You feel like you're traveling. Something for where I was just some last night, they had a donut stand. Yes, where they were serving hot, warm donuts. And one of the gals says, well, I'm in an event. Who cares? I'm going to have as many as I want. And I really wanted to say the same thing, but I limited myself to one. But they were very good. All right, so 1/3 of those surveyed believe they are more stressed during work-related trips, probably because they have to work and they want to have some fun while they're there. 13% of business travelers have trouble remembering to take daily medications. That is easy to forget. You're all caught up with everything on those medications. 27% of travelers consider the impact international travel has on their health. They do consider it, and 16% of corporate clients drink more during these types of trips, and 8% are more likely to smoke cigarettes. Huh. If you didn't smoke, you would just smoke when you're traveling? All right, and they have the new advisory levels are out. I printed a copy of this. It's interesting. It's 1 to 4, 4 being the worst. And they, on this list that I printed out from the U.S. Department, they don't put the United States on here. I think we should be on the list with everybody else. There's 2 pages of countries on the list. There are very few that are 4. Afghanistan is 1. That's being the worst. They should stay away. Central Africa Republic, Iraq, Iran, they're all 4s on the list. Libya, 4. North Korea, 4. Yemen, 4. So anyway, stay away from those places. We have a winner?
You do, but she was pulling up to work, so I don't have her on the phone anymore.
Oh, darn.
You had Heidi from India. She won. She said she's won before, but it's been some time.
Okay. Hi, Heidi. Yeah, it's been a long time since I talked to Heidi. Well, hi, Heidi. You won those tickets, and sorry we didn't get to chat. Okay, we were talking about U.S. Department of State travel advisory levels. Lots of ones. The ones are in blue. Then it goes to yellow, orange, and red, with 4 being the worst. There's a few orange on the British Virgin Islands got a 3. I wonder why. El Salvador 3. All right. Well, it's time for us to step aside. When we come back, Felice Chiapparini joins us to talk about his recent cruise to the Bahamas. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. We are in the travel portion of the show here. Our travel adventures are brought to you by Angel View Marts throughout the Coachella Valley and beyond. Travelers learn quickly. We don't need all of that stuff. So take it to Angel View, gently used or new, and all your donations helps to fund many programs Angel View offers its clients with life-changing disabilities. For more info, visit angelview.org and definitely go to those Angel View Marts. You never know what treasures you will find there. Also, don't forget the whales are migrating, so Dana Wharf whale watching and sport fishing. That would be a fun birthday present for someone, a sport fishing day of sport fishing. I get videos from Dana Wharf all the time. I try to get them on the Facebook page, Traveling with Françoise, so go there, and they do such a great job. They're the family that founded whale watching along our coast here. So definitely Dana Wharf, whale watching. Their website is danawharf.com. Really, really simple. Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa, they are open. The golf course looks fabulous. That's a great place to take a bunch of friends and go have a golf tournament. They have the restaurant, they have the spa, they have the tennis courts, the pools, everything right there in Borrego Springs at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa, only 90 minutes away. And ACT, Adult Customized Tours, they are rocking it with trips locally, afar, international, you name it, they do it. They're going all over the place. So give them a call at Adult Customized Tours, 760-322-1247. And they will help. They have cruises. They have safaris. You name it. They do such a great job over there. And they're new. We'll see. When is the first of the... Okay, it would be Thursday. So their travel club of the desert, their free meeting is the first Wednesday of every month in Palm Desert at the Best Western. So you don't want to miss it. That will not be this week. It'll be the following week. I'll tell you more about it on Sunday. But joining us in studio as promised is Felice Chiapparini. Hey, Felice.
Hey. I'm back.
And we're not talking about business today.
Right.
Okay? Today we're talking about travel. We're talking about fun. We're talking about your recent cruise to the Bahamas. I was talking about the Florida Keys, and a lot of those areas are up and running. But let's start from the beginning. Let's talk about what cruise line were you left out of. So,
okay. Great.
And you're all tan. You look relaxed. You just got home last night, right?
Literally last
night.
Yeah,
I know. So we're getting fresh, firsthand information. All right. So where'd you leave from?
Okay. It was a seven-day cruise out of Port Everglades, which is Fort Lauderdale.
Yep.
And we had three ports of call. We did their private island, Labadee, which is in Haiti. And we did Puerto Rico, and we did St. Martin.
Okay. And you were on which cruise line?
This was Royal Caribbean, and it was the Harmony of the Seas, which is their newest and largest ship.
Ah, all right. Well, let's talk about that. Being a large ship, did they mention how many passengers were on board?
It holds 5,200 passengers.
Wow. And then they have the staff.
The staff, I believe, was about 2,000 to 3,000.
All right. And this was the cruise line again?
Royal Caribbean.
Okay, Royal Caribbean. Okay. So the cruise, a new ship, were all the kinks worked out, or did you find, were people having problems?
No, the ship was beautiful. I mean, it's a big ship. It's the Oasis class. There's a couple of sister ships. This just happens to be the newest one. The Allure of the Sea is a sister ship as well. They say it's the equivalent of three football fields.
Isn't that something?
In its size. And it truly is amazing. I mean, there's 17 floors. There's four big swimming pools outside. There's an ice rink. There's a restaurant on three levels. There's specialty restaurants as well. I mean, I just can go on.
That's fine. Go on, because people want to hear this. Royal Caribbean, their new ship. Now, how long did it take you? I've been on a lot of cruises. I think, 14, 15 cruises? We've been on a lot of cruises. I haven't been in the last several years, though. Things have changed technology-wise. We're going to talk about that. But I found that you don't really get to know the ship almost until the last couple of days that you're on it, that you really know where you're going.
I never knew where I was going. Even till the very end, I still got confused. And that's something to keep in mind, you know, because the ship is so large. There's two sets of elevators, aft and forward. And you really have to, because of the size of the ship, you really have to think about it and plan where you're going. Otherwise, you end up doing a lot of unnecessary walking. And there is a lot of walking involved.
Yeah, which I find, because people worry, there's nonstop food everywhere you go. There's so much food on these ships. And you want to taste things and you want to try them. So I really enjoy the walking part, because that way I didn't feel guilty when I was having the ice cream in the afternoon that I normally wouldn't have because I was on a cruise ship. Now, as far as structured events, let's talk about what was going on this cruise ship. You had three port days and then you were at sea.
Right.
So, which I love sea days. I think it's a great way to explore the ship and just relax also and just have fun. What was going on shipboard while you were on the ship?
Well, because the ship is so big, there's so many public spaces. There was a lot going on. I mean, there was an outdoor promenade called Central Park, which is really beautiful, really peaceful. It's open to outside, but there's still cabins that actually face in.
Is there grass?
The Central Park. There's grass. There's trees. It's almost like being at Disney World. That kind of feeling. And the specialty restaurants are off of this Central Park promenade. There's also a bar off of there, and you can just sit out and people watch.
So instead of looking at the ocean, you were looking at a park while you were floating on the ocean?
I know. It's amazing, isn't
that
it?
That is amazing. See, I love an ocean view, so I would tend to want to go to the restaurants where I'm looking at the waters. But that is interesting, to lose yourself and not even realize where you are out in the middle of the ocean.
Well, we had 2 days of rain while we were on sea days. So being able to have that indoor space was very nice because, again, I had an ocean view cabin as well. I had a very nice veranda. And on the beautiful days, it was great. I actually got to watch a sunset from my own balcony, saw the green flash.
Oh, no,
which
really?
Was great.
Wow, how exciting.
But having those other spaces on days when it wasn't exactly nice weather was really nice as well, too.
Was your cabin spacious?
Yes, actually, because I had a stroke last year, I was mm-hmm. able to get an accessible cabin, which uh-huh. was a little larger and yeah. spacious. But even the regular standard size cabins on this particular ship are very well thought out, very well planned. Give you a couple examples of that. There's actually a plug next to the bed. And on every other cruise ship that I've been on, mm-hmm. and this was my 12th cruise,
yeah.
There's never been a plug right next to the bed. It's always been across on the desk.
Yeah.
So they had a bank of electrical outlets there across, but they also had one next to the bed so you could actually plug your phone in at night.
Yeah, we have to plug those devices in, don't we? Isn't that really is something that have how it's changed to accommodate our phone. Mine sitting right here on the desk here. Talk about cell phone. You didn't obviously have cell phone service out there unless you had the satellite service.
Well, actually, Royal Caribbean has a new Wi-Fi package. It's called Voom, V-O-O-M. And if you buy it in advance, you get a 30% discount. And it worked out to about $100 for the 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it is high-speed internet, so it's equivalent to any internet that you have here. And you're able to text. You're able to make calls over Wi-Fi if your phone has that capability. Yeah. So I was able to take pictures. I was able to post videos on Facebook real-time. And it works throughout the ship. They also have their own app where you're able to look up your account, check your calendar, make reservations mm-hmm. at the specialty restaurants, make reservations for the entertainment as well, and also keep tab of your tab, which is important.
And you're also wearing your tab, and we want to talk about that. You're also wearing something on your wrist that's new. Tell us about that.
It looks like a
watch.
It does look like that. When you get on a cruise ship, you get a tag. You mm-hmm. get your little card that you normally wear around your neck.
Yeah.
So as an addition to that, you're able to purchase this wristband, and I believe it was $8 for mm-hmm. the wristband. And the wristband, for the most part, takes the place of that card. And what's nice about the wristband is it's completely waterproof, so you can mm-hmm. swim with it. You can just leave it on all of the time. And then when you go to purchase something, you just touch the little pad that they yeah. have there for the wristband, and it takes care of everything. The only time you really need your card is when you're getting off and back on the ship, because
okay.
that brings up your photo.
All right. And how about opening the door, stateroom door?
Yes, it opens the door as well.
Isn't that something?
So for the sea days, we just left the cards in the room and just yeah. used this little wristband.
Yeah, and it's very attractive.
Well, it comes in different colors. It comes in five colors.
It's like, and I would think mostly everybody wore the wristbands. Were you kind of glancing around to see who had them?
The majority did, and when someone would say, hey, what is that? And you'd talk to them about it, they would go right down to guest relations and purchase one.
Yeah. Huh. So the technology on this new ship, did you find it easy to figure out in the room, or were there some that you're just – sometimes I go to resorts that have just total renovation, and I can't get the shade up by the window. So they have all these buttons and I push them and it does something different. How long did it take you to adapt to the new technology?
It was very seamless and very quick. Mm-hmm. They have a beautiful 37-inch flat screen in the room that's very easy to navigate. And again, it brings up all of your information first, if you have any messages. And that's another thing I wanted to tell people. If you don't want to go for the full Wi-Fi package, they have their own app, which is called Royal Caribbean IQ app, and it costs $7.95 for the week, and that allows unlimited texting and messaging of other people on the ship.
Ah, okay. All right. Technology and a lot. We want to talk about the add-ons too. In fact, let's do this before we go to break, because when we get back from break, I want to switch gears and talk about your ports of call. Did you find that there were too many extra add-ons that you had to pay for extra, or if you had chosen not to use a lot of the add-ons, were you happy with what was included in your package for your trip?
Overall, I would say yes, that there's plenty of add-ons.
Uh-huh.
But overall, if I had not chosen the add-ons, the basic cruise for what you get is well worth it, particularly with the entertainment.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and they always have great entertainment on board. All right. With us is Felici. He is going to stay with us. We're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we're going to find out about your ports of call and what you saw. So you're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. We are talking to Felice Schiaparini. He is with the Braille Institute. But today, we're not talking about business. We're talking about your recent cruise to the Bahamas. Now, we're talking about your ship and all your shipboard, exciting, the entertainment. It's just, cruising is just fabulous. I love the fact that you can unpack one time and that's it.
Exactly.
That's it. So now, let's talk about your ports of call. Of course, the industry, the hurricanes hit in 2017. Devastation. What did you see out there?
You know, it's funny because I booked the cruise last May before any of the hurricanes. And then once the hurricanes hit, it was just kind of ironic that, you know, two of the three ports that we were going to visit were hit by the hurricane. So we ended up referring to it as the hurricane cruise.
Uh-huh.
But when we got to Puerto Rico, when we got to San Juan, I have a friend who lives there. And he came to the port and picked us up. And Old Town San Juan is about 95% restored. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very hard to see any damage in Old Town. And it's very charming. It's very nice to go and visit that. But once you get away from there, we were in San Juan and we went a little ways out of San Juan. There's still a lot of blue tarps on roofs. The damage is quite evident. A lot of trees are still damaged. And most interesting thing is the electricity is restored for the most part in San Juan, but none of the traffic signals work.
Oh.
None. And you're on very busy roads, and it's amazing how that all works. I mean, it's people just merge, and there were a few times when I closed my eyes while my friend was driving. But
and he knew how to drive in it. Now, how long were you in Puerto Rico?
We were just there for the day.
For the day. So yeah. What time did the ship leave at night? So did you have a full day there, or did it leave late afternoon?
We got in at 1 p.m., and we left at 10, but the aboard was at 8:30.
8:30.
We had a guest entertainer that night on board. We had Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, wow.
So
really?
Everybody was back early for
Back early. Did they give you a heads up that to the passengers leaving? But most of them probably didn't have someone picking up in a car to take them about. But did they give you a heads up that there some areas still have some destruction, or they didn't say anything? They just let it all go?
They really didn't say anything. Yeah. I know some of the tours that they normally offer, the excursions were canceled just because it's not possible to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they really didn't say much about it at all. They kind of minimized that part of it.
So if you were just traveling without your friend picking you up and driving you out of the area, you would have not really seen any different. You would have just been a tourist visiting the area.
Right. I think the majority of the passengers, because you dock right there in Old Town San Juan, I think the majority of them just spent their time walking the streets there. Yeah. And that was beautiful. It was beautifully restored. And again, everything was open and fully functional.
Well, and like I said earlier, too, that's tourism is a big part of their income. So they have to churn it around fast. Now, your other two ports of call, you went to the private island for Royal Caribbean.
Right. It's called Labadee.
Labadee.
And it's off the coast of Haiti. Mm-hmm. And it's their private island. And Royal Caribbean owns that.
What do you do on a private island? What was there on this private island?
Well, they have beaches. They have water sports for people who are interested in doing that. You could actually rent little bungalows for the day, your own little cabana on the beach. They have a zip line, which is the longest in the world, I believe.
Did you do that?
No, I can't do that.
Okay. Did you know anybody who did?
Yes,
did you talk to them? And what'd they say?
I had two friends who did it.
Yes.
And they loved it.
Okay.
They
loved it.
It was, and they literally go right over the beach. So you're there on the beach swimming or sunning yourself, and you see them going. You hear the screaming
the scream,
up in the sky.
I was going to say the scream across. Yeah, how fun. Okay, and tell us a little bit more about your day at the private island. And does the ship dock, or do they take you in on a tender?
No, there's actually a dock, so you just walk off, and you're there, and there's entertainment by local groups. They serve you a barbecue lunch, which was very nice. They had barbecued ribs, barbecued chicken, lots of salads, things like that. Of course, there's bars available as well. And it was a fun day. It was nice. The water could have been a little nicer. It was a little cold for me, but you know, I'm a desert rat.
Well, we want 80 degrees or 90 or something. Yeah. And did you feel that most of the people on the ship got off to be on the island? Did you get that feeling that everybody was getting off to go experience the island?
Yeah, I would say that the majority of the people got off that day.
Mm-hmm. And were you the only Royal Caribbean ship there on the island, or were there any others out there?
That particular day, we were the only ones.
Oh, nice. How fun. All right. And your other port of call was?
St. Martin.
St. Martin. And how was that?
Well, St. Martin, unfortunately, the effects of the hurricane are still there, very apparent. I personally didn't venture very far just because of that. But even from the port, you could see that the town, it was all blue tarps still. Right. And a lot of the people who did go to the beach said, you know, the beaches were very lovely, but there's still a lot of devastation. You know, there's boats in the middle of the land, and, you know, trees are knocked over. But the shops were up and running, and they have electricity, and they are eagerly welcoming tourists back with open arms.
I was going to say, didn't that make you feel good on the other side of the realm that you were able to be there and help with their economy, to just stop there and have some food, do a little shopping, and just help? I mean, you really are spending some dollars there.
Absolutely. And St. Martin, I mean, their entire economy is based on tourism, so this really was devastating for them. So, yeah, every little bit helps, and the people were very appreciative of us coming. And actually, that day there were three cruise ships in port, it's good to see that they're coming back.
Right, and it seemed that the ports, they got those fixed right away, so there wasn't any issues of getting the ship right there docked in port. So very interesting, very, very interesting. So from just a traveler's eye, and obviously you've traveled a lot, do you think it's going to be several years before St. Martin gets back on track?
I think probably between now and next year, you'll probably see a big improvement. That's barring any other hurricanes.
Yeah.
You know, you never know.
Right, Mother Nature. So out of this whole, your cruise, this cruise here, what was the most memorable thing about the ship?
The ship itself, I think just the sheer size of the ship and the fact that there's over 5,000 passengers, and yet you never felt like there were 5,000 passengers because of the size of it, because of the number of special restaurants and public spaces, that it always felt relaxed. And again, the food was very good. I went to a couple of the specialty restaurants, and the food was very good. But the food in the regular dining room was just as
excellent.
Well.
Yeah. And how about debarking, getting off? How was it with getting the luggage? And with that many people, did that seem to be an overwhelming process, or did it run pretty smooth?
No, actually, both getting on the ship and disembarking were amazingly fast. They really have it figured out to move 5,200 passengers off. It literally took me 10 minutes to get off the ship.
No way. And find your luggage?
I carried my own luggage off. They offer that as an option. Okay. And I only had two bags and in my carry-on, so it was very easy for me. Also, Customs and Immigration, they have an app now. It's called Mobile Passport, and you download that, and you scan in your passport, and you answer those questions, the customs questions, right on there. It generates a little code on your phone, and you just show that to the agent, and you breeze right through.
All right. That's a great tip right there. All right. Next trip, what do you have planned? We have about a minute left. Where are you going?
Probably Mexican Riviera again.
I tell you, I get all these travel agent magazines and different travel-related information. It's incredible what's going on along the Riviera down there.
Well, and, you know, for us here, it's easy. You can just drive to the port. You don't have to worry about packing your bags. You can take as many as you want.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. All right. Well, overall, I'd say a good trip.
It was a great trip, and I'll do it again, and I'll tell anybody the Harmony of the Seas is a beautiful ship. Bigger is better.
All right. Really, we need to send them your plug. They give you a discount. Felicia, thanks so much for coming in the day after you get back. You got home last night, 10 o'clock or something?
Yeah.
You were home, and I really appreciate that. You gave us some good insight of what's going on out there, and to learn about the new ships, the technology, and I like the fact that you said it's easy to learn. It's very friendly, travel friendly.
Very friendly.
Good. So. All right. Well, next weekend, folks, we're going to have to wrap this show up. It's next weekend is our annual Super Bowl show, which, like I said, we normally don't have any guests, but we're going to have guests. You're still going to be able to enter our Super Bowl prize pool. Sean will be answering the phone a lot, and we'll just have a lot of fun with it. So be ready to dial in and pick a team. You only get to pick one team. So pick wisely. Until then, have a great week, everyone. Thanks to our guests, our winners. Congratulations. And as always, remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.